time.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Here we are a couple weeks into the new year. Thought we'd check out how things are going for Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Executive Director Megan Graham, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, overall, how did 2021 go for Saving Grace?
Oh, well, kind of like for everybody else, it was a crazy year. But all in all, it was actually a really good year for us. We had we did more adoptions than ever before last year. We did 1,971 adoptions, and that is the most we've ever done. So we were really excited about that. We actually took in more animals than we did the year before. So really finding a lot of great homes. Douglas County's really stepping up to help us get these animals into new homes. It's awesome.
So how did this COVID thing impact the work you guys did?
Yeah, that was kind of the downside of the year. Primarily, the biggest impact was our Pause for a Cause event. We had it all planned out to be in person at the shelter. And 2 or 3 days before, things started getting a little crazy with COVID, and we ended up having to turn the whole thing into a virtual event. We actually ended up doing a drive-through event. So we did a sort of virtual in-person hybrid, which worked out really great. It was just a little crazy at the time.
And has it caused this whole COVID situation, has it caused some issues for pet owners that's impacted you guys?
There's the ripple effect of COVID. You know, the eviction moratorium has been lifted recently, and we've had some pets surrendered because of changes in living situations, so landlords that will no longer allow pets, and that's been kind of a bummer. Otherwise, we at the shelter, we were doing appointments, adoption by appointments, but now we've switched that. We're just doing it walk-in only, and we are still doing surrenders by appointments. So if you have a pet to surrender, we're trying to get people to do that over the phone so that we can manage it a little bit better.
And when you look back at the past year, what were some of the big successes?
Man, our Pause for a Cause event did raise more money than ever before, even though we took it virtual, which was awesome. We did some shelter improvements. We did our cat lounge, which is a great, awesome new addition to the shelter. It's a group housing area for cats. And we turned our some of our meet and greet rooms into doggy bedrooms. So for those high stress dogs, they've got a nice, comfortable place to relax as an alternative to being in a kennel. We expanded our foster program a ton. So we had, at one point at least, or probably for a few months actually, we had over 150 animals in foster care. So that was amazing. I'm sure there's other. Oh, we did our first high volume, high quality spay and neuter clinic, and we're actually doing our third one as we speak.
Yeah, talk about that. I'd heard that was going on today.
Yeah, so it's our, like I said, it's our third high-quality, high-volume spay-neuter clinic. Back in May, we partnered with a group called Animal Balance, and they trained us on how to do these clinics. We basically turned the shelter into a veterinary clinic for a couple days, where we're able to provide, usually up to about 100 surgeries per day, and these are for cats only at this point. And we like to offer them for free. This clinic we couldn't offer for free because we didn't quite get enough donations to meet our goal, but it was still only $25 to have your cat spayed or neutered, and then a rabies vaccine and a microchip as well. So we are doing that today in partnership with For the Love of Paws. So it's our first time partnering with them for a clinic, and it's been going awesome.
Wow. And obviously that's a big issue everywhere for organizations like yours.
Yeah. Especially here in Douglas County, we all know how many cats we have, and we don't actually have any true high quality, high volume spay neuter available in the area. I know a lot of people have been struggling to get appointments, even at our regular vets, just because they've been so busy. So this offers an opportunity for folks to get their cats in before kitten season in hopes of, preventing lots of unwanted kittens this spring.
And a lot of people, when they get a kitten, that's one of the first things they do. But I'm surprised at how many people I've known over the years that just haven't done that and went sort of like an adult, oops.
Yeah, that definitely happens. And a lot of people don't realize that cats can get pregnant at like 5 months old. So they can have multiple litters per year. So it's not like dogs. Cats are basically always in heat if they're not fixed. So we're trying to help provide, you know, those appointments so that people can have that done, because people do want to have it done. I mean, the appointments, when we open them, they fill up in just a couple hours. Hopefully by the summer, Saving Grace will be able to offer appointments on a regular weekly basis.
What do you think your biggest challenges were this past year?
Oh, gosh. COVID. COVID's been challenging. You know, staffing wise, we've let the public know a couple times when we've had to close intake. You know, we've had to do a lot more managed intake. Our wait list for cats has been really long because of that. So, yeah, honestly, I think probably just like everybody else, it's been staffing issues, COVID, you know, animals coming in because they're, like I mentioned before, their owners can no longer keep them at their homes. And that's always heartbreaking. But other than that, I mean, all in all, it's actually been a pretty good year.
Now, you mentioned the foster aid, and I'm curious how you've gotten so many people signed on to this, because sometimes they're fostering a particular pet or maybe multiple pets for, this isn't just like for the weekend, this is like for weeks on end.
Yeah, we have all kinds of different fosters. We have medical fosters, we have bottle baby kittens, we've got regular kittens, we've got dogs, we've got all kinds of different cases. So basically, our foster coordinator can find a foster pet for pretty much every household. If you've got a desire to foster, bring an animal into your home for a temporary stay, we will find an animal that can fit that suits your household. And it's just so nice to get them out of the shelter, especially for the dogs. You know, it's great to give them a break. We have had a lot more longer stay dogs because we're offering programs that keep pets in their homes. So a lot of the dogs that would have maybe been adopted really quickly are just actually ended up staying with their owners. So these are some of the dogs that maybe have a little more behavioral challenges or just aren't quite as adoptable. So they stay with us a little bit longer. And, you know, after about 2 weeks in the shelter, they really need a break. So it's really great that we've got all these foster homes stepping up to give these dogs breaks. And then, of course, the tiny kittens, they need to be bottle fed. The medical cases, some of them need to have medications before they're ready to be adopted and all of that. So
if somebody's ever thought about doing that, or maybe this is the first time they've heard about that, what's involved if you want to at least look at or consider fostering animals?
Sure. We have a whole section on our website about it, and we provide all of the supplies. So food, cat litter, kitten milk, if that's needed, all the medications. We provide all the support, basically, that you need. And then you can keep the pet, you know, as long as you can, really. If it's 2 or 3 days, great. If it's 2 or 3 weeks, that's helpful, too. And, you know, if somebody wants to meet them, we'll have you bring them back, and then they can meet the adopter. So they're still available for adoption while they're in foster care. They're just getting a break from the shelter.
Do you ever get people that foster the animals and then ultimately keep them permanently?
No, Kyle, never. No, that happens a lot. And people call it a foster fail, but we like to call it a foster success, because that means that animal got a fantastic home and never had to come back into the shelter.
Now, you have cats, dogs. What are some of the other animals you're dealing with?
Oh, gosh. Well, we get small animals. We get a lot of rabbits. We get the occasional guinea pig. We get the occasional rat. Last year, we adopted out 2 or 3 potbelly pigs. We're trying not to do that too often because our housing situation for pigs is not exactly ideal. And let's see, we've done tortoises. I think we did a tarantula last year, too. So pretty much, yeah, spans all over the spectrum on what kind of animals we have.
Now, between cats and dogs, what are there normally more of in terms of a need for adoption? Do you have more of one or the other normally?
Cats, definitely cats. This area has a lot of outdoor cats. We've got a lot of homeless cats, which is goes back to our spay neuter clinics. We're trying to prevent that by being proactive about it and offering these opportunities to get them fixed.
All right, more when we come back. Megan Graham from Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at Inside Douglas County from News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson at 1. Peter Greenberg with Ion Travel at 4. Tomorrow on Inside Douglas County, Marion Pearson from the Mercy Foundation and the Douglas County Human Trafficking Task Force. That will be our topic tomorrow. Megan Graham, Executive Director of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. You mentioned this event going on right now. How long is it going till today?
Well, until we get done, Kyle. That's our MASH clinics. We have these spay-neuter clinics. We've got 86 cats that showed up for surgery today. We had about 100 scheduled, but we had a few people that couldn't make it in. So we are hoping that we'll be finished by 5, and usually we are finished around 5. But sometimes, you know, things in surgery, you can't always predict what's going to happen. So we basically just stay until we get them all done.
How long does that take per animal? Or, I mean, does it vary, or is it fairly...
It kind of varies depending on the surgeon, but most of the surgeons that we use for these clinics specifically can do a 6 to 8 minute spay surgery, which is pretty quick. Most regular veterinarians aren't trained in this kind of surgery. So, I mean, they are obviously a regular spay surgery, but these surgeons have had special training for high volume so they can do them a little faster. And that's what enables us to do these clinics.
So are these people you're pulling in from outside the area then?
They were originally. So the team that came in May that trained us was all from around the country. And then now we've got our medical director, Dr. Rathbone, and we are using the two doctors from Love of Paws who are also trained in this technique.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So for things that you're kind of looking for in the new year, any kind of new programs you want to be rolling out?
We are hoping to have a big focus on our community programs. So that's all of our outwardly focused programs. We want to try to keep pets with their owners as often as we can. We want to ask, you know, what is it that you need to be able to keep your pet in your home? We want to start working with local property management companies to try and convince more property managers to be pet friendly and provide the resources that they need in order to be able to do that. So we also hope to expand our pet food bank to different locations throughout Douglas County. We need more donations to do it. But we're working on that right now, creating some new partnerships to expand that. And then we've got a new event, which we'll host in May, and that's called Barks and Recreation. We're really excited about that.
So can you say anything more about that yet?
May 21st in Stewart Park. It's going to be from 2 to 6. We're going to have live music, a bunch of pet-friendly and kid-friendly vendors, food carts, hopefully a beer garden, and doggy contests are kind of the highlight of the event.
Wow. Sounds like it might be fun.
Yeah. Best kisser, best trick, owner dog lookalike, lots of fun contests that people can sign up for on the day of the event.
Neat. Well, we'll keep our eye out for more information about that as it goes on. Staff-wise, you talked about it, obviously the situation everybody else is dealing with right now. How many staff do you have in terms of paid and the volunteers?
Yeah, we have 20 staff members, 18 of whom are full-time, 2 are part-time. And then we have a huge group of volunteers. I think we have probably about 190 active volunteers right now. And that includes our foster homes and people who come in and walk dogs for us, socialize cats, help clean cat carriers, kennels, all kinds of things. Really, basically, if you've got an interest in volunteering, we will find something that you can do for us.
So talk about socializing cats. I'm curious, what's involved?
Mostly petting kitties. It's basically like you can just come in and hang out with the cats and read them books and pet them. It's kind of the dream volunteer job, if you ask me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you get, how often do people tend to do that?
Every day. We got someone that comes in pretty much every day. Sometimes multiple people that come in. They spend an hour or two with their cats, just making sure that they get the attention that they need, because our staff is pretty small for the number of animals that we do. You know, we take in about 3,500 animals a year. And so our staff spends a lot of time just doing the basics, cleaning and data entry and making sure that, you know, adoptions are getting taken care of. So we do need those volunteers to help with keeping our pets getting the attention that they need.
So when people take dogs out and they walk them, is that on your property or do they go farther? What's involved?
Yeah, so there's two options for that. We've got an awesome property. I don't know if you've been out there. We've got a whole kind of trail system that runs around the shelter. We're super lucky to have that. And we also have a doggy play yard that volunteers can take dogs in and they can go and run free. We do require that you take a class prior to coming out to volunteer to do that particular job, but we do it like every other Saturday, I think. The alternative is a Fido tornado field trip, which we're hoping to kind of build this program back up, where you actually get to come and take a dog out for the day. And the dogs absolutely love that. They get to go, you know, you can take them to the park, you can take them to Starbucks and get them a, you know, puppuccino, or whatever you want to do with them, basically.
And so for somebody who maybe, given their personal schedule or the way their life works, having an animal at home all the time just isn't a good idea.
Sure.
Then that gives them an option to have a little fun and then help out at the same time.
Yeah, totally. You get your fill of all kinds of dogs. You're going to be friends with so many different dogs and you don't have to pick just one. And same with fostering. We get a lot of, we want to get a lot of fosters who don't actually have other animals, because then they can take pretty much any animal home that they want to. And then you keep them for a couple of weeks, you make a new friend, and then they get adopted into a new home and you can have room for another one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that I didn't totally get this figured out, but today would have been Betty White's 100th birthday, and everybody is so shocked she didn't make it there, unfortunately. But apparently she was a big proponent of helping animals. And talk about what's going on around the country today in that regard.
Yeah. Betty White was a huge animal welfare advocate. She was a really great friend to the animals. And, you know, I don't know who started it, but somebody started posting hashtag the Betty White Challenge. And it was basically donate $5 to the animal welfare organization of your choice to honor Betty on what would have been her 100th birthday today. So, you know, Saving Grace is raising money. Basically, all of the animal welfare organizations across the country are raising money in honor of Betty. And here in Douglas County, we've got so many great organizations that you can donate to. Saving Grace, Love of Paws, the SPCA, I know there's more that I'm forgetting, Umpqua Low Cost, there's tons of choices here. So if you want to donate to Saving Grace, we've got a link on Facebook. You can also go to our website, savinggracepetadoptioncenter.org, and you can donate via PayPal or via our website.
And I know we were really, when Betty White passed, everybody was really in shock because there were so many things, basically practically printed for different media outlets to celebrate her 100th birthday today, and got thrown a curveball a couple weeks ago.
I know, it was so sad. And that was just, you know, figures in 2021, right? We lost another icon and we couldn't quite make it to 2022. Hopefully this year's better, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple minutes left on Inside Douglas County. If people want to find out ways to get involved. You've talked about a lot of different things, but what's maybe a good first step for people?
Definitely visit the website. We've got links at the top to learn more about fostering, and then also you'll click Get Involved, and that'll show you all the volunteer opportunities that we have available. You can actually just sign up right there on our website, and then you'll get an email with more instructions, and we'll kind of reach out to you and figure out what the best fit is for you in terms of what job you want to be doing.
And you've got a board as well. Talk about what their role is, what kind of things they're working on.
Yeah, definitely. Our board of directors is always working from 30,000 feet, helping us with strategic planning. And we're actually celebrating, I forgot to mention this, our 10-year anniversary in our new building this week. Mm. So our board's been working on that, and we're really excited about that and really excited to look to the future. We've got a lot of plans for the building. It's starting to show its age a little bit, so we're starting to look at some ideas for how we can continue to grow and take even better care of the animals moving forward.
Well, a lot of things going on out there, and it's obviously been a crazy couple of years, but it seems like you've definitely got a really good support base around here.
We do. We're really lucky to be in this community. Our volunteers are amazing. Our staff is awesome. Douglas County always, you know, answers the call when we need help. We put out a call every week for a different item that we need that week. You know, last week, I think it was dog food. And, you know, it seems like the next day, overnight, just boom, we've got 6, 7, 8 giant bags of dog food. And it's just fantastic. It's a really nice place to be.
So if people want to get connected in to get that kind of information when things come out, how do they do that?
The fastest, I think, method is our Facebook page. So it's just facebook.com/SGPAC or Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. That's where you're going to see things instantaneously, especially like when we get stray dogs in, we post them right away. Stray cats, same thing. But, you know, things as they happen on our Facebook page.
All right, Megan Graham, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
12:57 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.